that had resulted in Carly being stabbed. Involuntarily, her hand went to the scar that ran from her shoulder down to the beginning of her small breasts. She flushed when she saw where he was looking.
"Those are confidential files," she said shortly.
He looked around.
"There was nobody here to tell me that," he said,
his deep voice clear as a bell in the silent room. She flushed at the implied criticism.
"Damn truck wouldn't start, and I got soaked trying to start it," she muttered.
She slid her weather-beaten old purse under her desk, ran a hand through her wet hair, took off her ratty coat, and hung it up before she sat down at her desk.
"Did you need something?"
she asked with a crushing politeness. She even managed a smile. Sort of.
"I need to see the chief," he replied.
She frowned.
"There's this thing called a door. He's got one," she said patiently. "You knock on it, and he comes out."
He gave her a look that could have stopped traffic.
"There's somebody in there with him," he said with equal patience. "I didn't want to interrupt."
"I see."
She moved things around on her desk, muttering to herself.
"Bad sign."
She looked up.
"Huh?"
"Talking to yourself."
She glared at him. It had been a bad morning altogether, and he wasn't helping.
"Don't listen if it bothers you."
He gave her a long look and laughed hollowly.
"Listen, kid, nothing about you bothers me, or ever will."
There were the sounds of chairs scraping wood, as if the men in Cash's office had stood up and pushed back their seats. She figured it was safe to interrupt him. Well, safer than listening to Mr. Original American here run her down. She pushed the intercom button.
"You have a visitor, sir," she announced.
There was a murmur. "Who is it?"
She looked at Carson.
"The gentleman who starts fires with hand grenades," she said sweetly.
Carson stared at her with icy black eyes. Cash's door opened, and there was Carly's father, a man in a very expensive suit, and Cash. That explained why her father had left home so early. He was out of town, as he had said he would be. Out of Comanche Wells, where they lived, anyway. Not that Jacobsville was more than a 5-minute drive from home.
"Carson," Cash said, nodding. "I think you know Reverend Blair and my brother Garen."
"Yes."
Carson shook hands with him. Carly was doing mental shorthand. Garen Greer was senior special agent in charge of the Jacobsville branch of the FBI. He'd moved to Jacobsville some time ago, but the FBI branch office hadn't been here quite as long. Garen had been with the Bureau for a number of years. Carly wondered what was going on that involved both the FBI and her father, but she knew that question would go unanswered. Her father was remarkably silent on issues that concerned law enforcement, although he knew quite a few people in that profession.
"Well, I'll be off. I have a meeting in San Antonio," Reverend Blair said, taking his leave.
He paused at Carly's desk.
"Don't do anything fancy for supper, okay?" he asked, smiling. "I may be very late."
"Okay, Dad."
She grinned up at him. He ruffled her hair and walked out. Carson was watching the interplay with cynical eyes.
"Doesn't your dad ruffle your hair?"
she asked sarcastically.
"No. He did lay a chair across it once."
He averted his eyes at once, as if the comment had slipped out against his will and embarrassed him. Carly tried not to stare. What in the world sort of background did he come from? The violence struck a chord in her. She had secrets of her own from years past.
"Carson,"
Garen Greer said, pausing at the door.